Aloha mai, o Kainani ko Uinoa, and welcome to Papa o Lelo Hawaii Makahiki e Kahi, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu, Mokuna e Kahi, Chapter 1. In this chapter, we will begin focusing on the elements of composing our first complete sentence, and also learn short phrases to instantly get you speaking Hawaiian. E ho'omaka ka kou, let's begin. Most hua'olelo Hawaiian words in the papa'olelo vocabulary list are preceded by ka or ke. Ka and ke are closest in meaning to the English the, but are much more commonly used than the is in English. Words that are preceded by a ka'i are called meme'a. Whether you use ka or ke before a meme'a usually depends on the sound of the first letter of that meme'a. Ke is used before all hua'olelo words, starting with the letters ke, e, a, or o. Note that the okina is not included in this group of sounds, so a word such as ono, beginning with an okina, takes ka. Because the following meme'a contains all the initial sounds requiring ke, memorizing it will help you remember the rule, ke ao. Let's practice some meme'a using the ka'i ke and ka. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. Ke ka'a. Ke emi. Ke ala nui. Ke ono. Ka inoa. Ka haumaana. Ka la. Ka ono. Mai ka'i. Good job. Some meme'a use ke unexpectedly. For example, ke pa'a kaukau, ke ano, and ke puna. Memorize all meme'a with ka or ke preceding as appropriate before them. Memorizing meme'a with the appropriate ka or ke before them will help you approach hua'olelo Hawaii, Hawaiian words, from a Hawaiian viewpoint, and will help you to pronounce words correctly. Ka'i are a group of words so named because they ala ka'i, or lead, the meme'a which follows. Here are more ka'i, in addition to ka and ke. He, e or an. Ke la, that. Kona, his or her. Kou, your. Ke ia, this. Ko'u, my. E ho'opili mai. Repeat after me. He. Ke la. Kona. Kou. Ke ia. Ko'u. Note the following pattern. The English translation will not be provided. Please refer to the Nā Kai e Walu text. E ho'opili mai. Repeat after me. He makua kāne. Kou makua kāne. Ka makua kāne. Kona makua kāne. Ke ia makua kāne. Ko'u makua kāne. Ke la makua kāne. In Hawaiian, a major cultural feature is the importance of inoa, the names of people and places, grammatically referred to in this course as i'oa. Some names are kapu, or forbidden, and only used by certain people. One way that this cultural feature is reflected in the language is that meme'a, most other kinds of words, are typically preceded by a ka'i, an indication that such words are not i'oa. Ka'i are never used before i'oa and papani. In English, this distinction is not as carefully made. You will find many cases in which Hawaiian uses a ka'i where there is no equivalent in English. An example from the Papa Olelo, or the dialogue, is Aia oia make kula. In English, the before school sounds odd, but to leave it out in Hawaiian is incorrect. If you say Aia oia ma kula, the reference is to an i'oa, a place on Maui called Kula. Kikino are a part of a broader category of Hawaiian words called meme'a. Kikino are essentially thing types of words. Please refer to Nākai e Walu for the complete Papa Olelo vocabulary list. Let's go over some of the kikino. E ho'opili mai. Kahale kula. Kala nai. Kahoa aloha. Kamaku akane. Kamaku ahine. Kekeiki. Ka'ao ao. Remember to memorize the ka'i as well as the kikino, and note the exception to the ke'ao rule. I'oa are an ano type of hua'olelo Hawaii, Hawaiian word, that include inoa, names, of places and people. There are some special hua'olelo, such as vai, which means who, that are also i'oa. I'oa and their use in the Analula sentence structure rule will be a major focus of this chapter. In Hawaiian, a major cultural feature is the importance of the names of people and places. Some inoa names can be kapu, forbidden, and only used by certain people. The word vai is a special i'oa, one that is not a person's or place's name. There are not many of this type of i'oa, and they will be introduced throughout this papa. Please note that some people and place names are the same as kikino words, and the pronunciation is exactly the same. We will learn how to differentiate them in a future lesson. E ho'opili mai. Kahale. Maui. Nani. Honolulu. Hea. Vai. Ane'i. O. Maika'i no. Papani are specific personal pronouns, and we will list the singular pronouns, that is, just one individual, at this time. Au, vau, they both mean I, and they are both used interchangeably. Au, replaces au and vau after the ami, me. Oi, you, one person. Ia, he or she, noted as oya in the piko position. E ho'opili mai. Au. Vau. A'u. Oi. Ia. There is a broad category of hua'olelo Hawaii, Hawaiian words, called meme'a, and these include hua'olelo such as kikino, thing type words, a'ano, as well as hamani and hehele. A'ano are hua'olelo that follow the words that they describe. They are similar to English adjectives, but while adjectives appear before the English hua'olelo they describe, a'ano follow them. For example, Kekeiki maika'i means the good child. We'll examine a'ano in more detail shortly. Hamani are actions done to someone or something. Hehele are other actions, that is, those actions which are not done to someone or something. In English, all of these words could be called verbs, but Hawaiian often makes fine distinctions in hua'olelo based on these classifications that are not as clearly made in English. These words are not part of the vocabulary that you are responsible for in this lesson. They were chosen to clarify the difference between these hua'olelo. Note the following examples. ala, which is a kikino, which is the fragrance. A'ala, which is an a'ano, which means to be fragrant. Ho'a'ala is a hamani, and it means to perfume, to make smell sweet. Au'au is a hehele, which means to take a bath or to bathe your own body. Ho'au'au is a hamani, and it means to bathe someone or something, like a baby or dog. Kukui is a kikino, which is a light or a light fixture. Ma'ama'ama is an a'ano, and it means to be bright with light and not dark as a room. Ho'a is a hamani, and it means to light something, as a candle or a cigar. These are the a'ano, hamani, and hehele that you must memorize as part of this chapter. Hamani, actions done to other things. E ho'opili mai. Ka helu helu. Ka ho'opili mai. Ka ni nau. Mai ka ino. Here is the hehele, an action not done to other things. E ho'opili mai. Ka hele mai. Here is the a'ano, a descriptive word. E ho'opili mai. Ka mai ka'i. Mai ka'i no. There are two different ways to represent numbers maka olelo Hawaii in the Hawaiian language. Number one, as a specific number, such as a page number, chapter number, car number in a race. Or number two, as an amount. The number one is ekahi. I am reading chapter ekahi of this book. While stating one as an amount is ho'okahi. This book has only ho'okahi chapter. Numbers 2 through 9 are the same whether they represent the number or an amount. 10 and greater also remain the same, except that amounts are preceded by he. Note the following examples. E ho'opili mai. Ekahi. Ho'okahi. Elua. Ekolu. Eha. Elima. Eono. Ehiku. Evalu. Eiva. Umi. Heumi. Listen to the following examples of the difference between the number and amount. Kamokuna ekahi, chapter 1, the first chapter. Ho'okahi mokuna, one chapter in an amount. Ka'au'au elua, page 2, the second page. Elua au'au, two pages in amount. Ka'au'au umi, page 10, the 10th page. He'umi au'au, 10 pages in amount. The pahuhopu, or goal, of each mokuna are illustrated with one or more examples under a list of sentences and expressions called na'olelo pokole. For instance, in na'olelo pokole of mokuna ekahi, the grammatical pattern called a pepeke henua is illustrated with aia o kaipo makahale, which means kaipo is in the house. Memorizing this sentence will help you to remember that this pattern always starts with the word aia, and that its other parts are arranged in a certain order, illustrated by that sentence. It is good to practice to see if you can match the memorized material in na'olelo pokole with the pahuhopu given on the cover sheet of each mokuna. Not all sentences in na'olelo pokole illustrate a pahuhopu. Some are simply useful conversational phrases, the structure of which is covered later in your study of ka'olelo Hawaii. Pay careful attention to the ki'ina leo, intonation, of questions and statements. The ki'ina leo in questions goes from up to down, whereas English question intonation goes from down to up. Statement intonation usually stays the same. E ho'opili mai. Ovai ko inoa. O kaleo ko uinoa. Aloha e kaleo. Pehea oe. Mai ka ino. Ahui hou. Aia I hea o kaipo. Aia o kaipo makahale. Aia o kaipo me vai. Aia oia me a'u. Aia o makikula. Here are more o lelo pokole. E ho'opili mai. Mahalo. Ai. A'ole. O. Pehea. Oia mauno. O vai kai noa o kou anakala. O kai korea kai noa o kou anakala. O vai kouinoa hope. Listen to the conversation between kahale and nani. This kind of conversation is common in our everyday life. Learn it and use it.
Aloha e nani. Aia I hea o kalani. Aia oia makahale.
A'ole. Aia oia I Honolulu me kona hoaloha.
O, oai koni noa.
O George Paaniu.
O George, mahalo e nani.
Ai, ahui hou. At this time, you will take part in the conversation. Please locate this dialogue in Mokuna Ekahi of Nā Kai e Walu. You will hear Kahale's voice and you will speak Nani's part of the conversation.
Aloha e nani. Aia I hea o kalani. Aia oia makahale. O, oai koni noa. O George, mahalo e nani.
Please repeat this until the dialogue sounds natural. At this time, you will take part in the conversation using Kahale's voice. You will speak Kahale's part of the conversation. Begin now. A'ole, aia oia I Honolulu me kona hoaloha. O George Paaniu. Ai, ahui hou. Please repeat this until the dialogue sounds natural. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much. E kūlia I ka nu'u, strive for the top. The more you practice your olelo, the better you will do in the next podcast. Apply your olelo Hawaii to your everyday life, starting with the olelo pokole. E ola ka olelo Hawaii. O kainani keia, this is Kainani, ahui hou, aloha.